broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September the 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, that means Constitution Day. You gotta love it. This is Hour 1 of 2. The goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio. To protect life, liberty, and property. Using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. The solution to the problems we face. It's sad that we make such a big deal of Patriots Day that used to be, April 19th, now moved to 9/11. We promote that big time but ignore Constitution Day. And I believe Constitution Day is what we really ought to be celebrating, because that is the road back. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is worthwhile, to say the least. How would you like some raw honey in your home, huh? Fantastic taste in honey for cooking, to put on toast or biscuits, or I'm just telling you, phenomenal tasting raw honey. Now, here's what you do. You get a hold of the Give Me Liberty Fund, givemelibertyfund.com. You become a member. And then, because the honey sellers that I know are part of the Give Me Liberty Fund, and you can go to them and get great discounts by saying, I'm a Give Me Liberty Fund member, guys. Give me a deal. And they will. Get a hold of Kurt to get raw honey delivered to your door today. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. And if you get a minute, ask him about the vigor test as well. The free, scientifically-backed vigor test to learn more about your health and energy levels and more. Maybe Jeb Bush needs the vigor test, because he was kind of lackluster in the first debate. He showed a little more energy in the second debate, but he was still melting down. We'll talk about it all as LibertyRoundtable.com unfolds. So Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. This half hour is brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. CDs, videos, books, health products, and more. I get my toothpaste from the Power Mall. How about you? You got incredible non-fluoride toothpaste. Great tasting, good for your teeth. Just cool stuff. Check it out. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you today. All right, now, a quick recap of yesterday's show, then we'll launch right into the debates. I know that's what everybody wants to know about, huh? Sam has a 50-minute chat with Miranda Blue. She does a blog at Right Wing Watch. Miranda agrees to update her blog to be much more accurate. She did a half-hearted job at that, but I commend her for doing something. She also turned down an invitation to join Sam and Kurt on the Liberty Roundtable Live. She declined to even write a little statement, so I had to tell you what she thought. When asked about her view of my 45-minute phone call with her, she stated, I felt badgered, talked over, and generally not listened to. Sam's response would be, well, at least we took the time to chat with her before we reported. Maybe she could do the same, huh? Miranda also tried to label Sam as part of the, quote, patriot movement. Sam disagrees with that. Not because I disagree with being a patriot, because I disagree with her definition. When Sam asked Miranda if she was part of the patriot movement, she responded and said, well, I'm not part of the patriot movement, but I am a patriot. All right, well, touche, Miranda. Facebook may add a dislike button soon. They're working out the details. They don't really want to down people with a dislike button, but they do want to be able to show empathy. Okay. HP plans to cut 10% of their workforce, once again dropping 30,000 jobs. Mercedes mulls over a limo service with driverless cars. Mercedes expects to have self-driving cars around 2025 or so. Students are forced to recite Allah is the only God. Just imagine if that was done for Christianity, huh? Imagine the outcry if a study guide states Jesus is the Son of God. Well, that would be the truth for a change. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check out his award-winning broadcast every Saturday evening on your favorite libertynewsradio.com radio station and or live on the internet or on the Roku player. He's also the author of Racism, Schmacism, his incredibly award-winning book. FCC commissioner, free content might violate internet agencies' conduct standards. Now, this is an interesting twist because some of our listeners emailed me about this and got sideways on this, Kurt. Some of them basically said, Sam, you don't understand net neutrality. That's not what they're saying at all. My response is, look, we're not exactly talking about net neutrality here. Internet rules, a solution that won't work for a problem that doesn't exist is kind of the idea here. Now, we're not talking about exactly net neutrality. That's a different discussion. This is basically saying, look, free content might violate agencies' internet conduct standards. In other words, the question becomes free content by who? And instead of being the net neutrality debate that we're used to about can you control bandwidth or speed or delivery or latency based on players that pay more money or based on companies that make deals or based on partnership, can you do that? Can you regulate the speed of the net by who, when, how, where? That was the debate of net neutrality, so to speak. It's under the guise of that that the government wants to take control of the internet. This is a different discussion. It relates to content more, and it relates to copyrights. It relates to who can use whose information. When do you have fair use? In other words, it's like step two of net neutrality gone in depth more to content. So don't get confused on that. Don't get sideways. Conservative group plans to start ad campaign with Trump as the target. Trump is starting to lose his shine. We'll talk about it. Glenn Beck says Trump supporters are racist. Maybe Glenn Beck's the leader of this advertising campaign, huh? Radio host Glenn Beck tarred Donald Trump supporters on Tuesday as racists who lied about their, quote, Tea Party membership. A Texas group tries to get secession on the Texas GOP primary ballot. And Blue Cross Blue Shield data breach affects about 10.5 million customers. We also talked about a white man that submitted a poem 40 times and it got rejected as soon as he used a Chinese name. Wow, the previously rejected poem got published. Ooh, in fact, it's a Rockstar 2015 best poem ever kind of an idea. Are the poetry producers racist? I'm just wondering. Glenn Beck vows to smuggle Syrian Christians into the United States. That's a weird twist there, Glenn. Glenn says, I have former CIA people going over and vetting everybody right now. Just imagine Glenn Beck doing the vetting, huh? Is Glenn Beck a coyote? Sam finishes the broadcast by asking. Wow. Glenn Beck smuggling people, huh? I don't know that I'd admit to that publicly there, Glenn. Not a wise move. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. The debates, obviously, on everyone's mind. Republican presidential debates hosted by CNN at the Ronald Reagan Library in California, Simi Valley, California, Kurt, not far from where I grew up. And what I find fascinating about this, would Reagan be happy with CNN hosting at his library, Kurt, do you think?
Well,
the whole idea is comical, isn't it?
Yeah, and the setting, Sam, when basically you got those, 11 guys, well, anyway, there's a lady, standing there, and they're in front of, apparently, the same plane that Reagan used. So I guess now I've learned something, that every time a president's in, they give them their plane afterwards.
You're making an assumption. I don't know if it's every time or if the library bought the plane back or what. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's his Air Force One or whatever,
we have plenty of money to spend, don't
right
we?
Behind there. Well, there's never any place to cut, there in Washington, is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe JetBlue is the airlines of the Republicans, Kerry.
Wow.
Not. All right. Anyway, so the big question is, who came out on top? Believe it or not, everybody's saying Carly Fiorina, the clear winner. She came with a store of zingers, notably directed at Trump. The Atlantic said. So Atlantic Magazine, or whatever you want to call it, the Atlantic News Group basically said that, hey, Carla came out on top. Now, what was interesting is right when the debate started, of course, they tried to get a feud going. See, these commentators slash turned moderators are kind of an interesting lot, Kurt, and I'll get into this in a second. But in my opinion, they're playing a role that they ought not. They're trying to turn the debates into a Jerry Springer show for ratings, and I don't like it. We'll talk about it at Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so it's my contention, Kurt, that the commentators turn moderators for the debate, they seem to want to turn the debates into a Jerry Springer show. Okay, they say who come out on top. Fiorina was a clear winner. That's what Atlantic is saying. But they do their very best, instead of to ask probing questions about policy, instead of asking questions to learn about people's characters, about people's experiences, they ask questions that were designed to create sparks. Everybody was waiting for the sparks to fly. They're now referring in the mainstream press to the debates like a boxing match. We're in round two, ding, 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 Trump comes out, you know, kind of thing. I reject this whole idea. The service for our country is not a boxing match. It's not a Jerry Springer show. It's not a let's watch sparks fly. It's about finding out who is a true statesman, who truly understands the supreme law of the land, and who has the integrity, the morality, the wherewithal, the understanding, the humility, all these words that I would use, to lead our country and take it as a sacred responsibility as the founders would. Who really would put their fame and fortune and sacred honor on the line for the republic and for the people to whom they serve? But the mainstream press and the pundits, the commentators, churn moderators, don't see it that way exactly, Kurt. They want ratings. They turned it into a three-hour debate last night with 11 candidates. And right coming out of the gate, their goal was to make sparks fly. So it started out with a little battle between Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump. Carly had the chance to respond to the Donald saying, would you elect that face, mocking her looks? She slaughtered him. When asked about it, she basically said women all over the country know clearly what Donald said. But then Donald, right out of the gate, takes an unprovoked swipe at Rand Paul. Now, the Trump would say it's not unprovoked. He was mocking me and et cetera for the last couple of days, and that's true. But on the campaign stage, you would think that it would start with a sense of respect and, well, you could disagree on policy, but Trump started out right after losing the Carly Fiorina battle with Carly. Trump started out and attacked Paul right out of the gate. First statement, separate from the Carly fiasco. And the first statement Donald Trump made is, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage. And he mocked him with his 1%, Kurt. You want to respond to that first?
As far as I know, Rand Paul with his 1% is, matched up with, about four or five of them the same way, right?
Yeah, but Kurt, they're not really at 1% either.
Well, what I mean, though, is with the low numbers, I mean, if you look at the low numbers, then you're going to have to basically get rid of, you got Jeb that's going to be gone.
Yeah, you're right.
And of course they won't bring that up because that's the insider's choice.
You're exactly right.
And so that's, when you look at the Drudge poll, where
don't get to the poll yet. We'll get to the polls here in a minute and the responses that they had. So have that ready. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Now, Trump said Rand Paul shouldn't even be on the stage. Trump, I'm going to give you a couple of zingers from the debate that people said that kind of makes some sense. We could talk about each one of them. Trump said only the United States is stupid enough to promote and or support birthright citizenship. No other country on the planet does that but us. And it's because we're so stupid. And he compared a woman, or used the example of a woman. She's pregnant for 9 months. She skips across the border, has her baby, and now we think we have to raise that baby to 85. And I think there's several flaws in his statement. One, I agree with him. We shouldn't allow that to happen. But two, why do we, the country, have to raise that baby till 85? See, that's the kind of the problem is we got this socialism going on that I think is important. And by the way, Ben Carson referred to socialism as one of the big problems. He's the only one to do it all night long. Good for Ben Carson. Now, Rand Paul then was able to mock Trump quite a bit and basically say, you know what, somebody with such careless language like him, you really want him to have his finger on the nuclear codes. So Rand got some digs in on Donald in that regard. Rand Paul also wisely asked, why are we the world's patsies? Why, when everything happens, does the American government, the American people, take the blame for everything? It doesn't matter how something goes down. We're either too big and abusive and in people's face, the world's cop, if you will, or we're not engaged enough, and we're this, and we're that, and we got to defend America, not always be the patsies, Rand Paul wisely said. Cruz stood tall on Planned Parenthood and the rejection thereof. Ted Cruz said, are Planned Parenthood's values your values? Wise statement. Did a great job there. Carly Fiorina says this is about changing the system. We'll get into the details, but Carly Fiorina, very, very impressive, eloquent speaker. We'll get into that. Jeb Bush, his only real shine moment was a little bit of battle with Trump. But Trump mocked him quickly and said, oh, at least you're showing a little life tonight. Mocking his lackluster performance of last time. But Jeb Bush's only real claim to fame is my brother kept us safe. My brother's better than your brother. Not exactly that, but wow, Jeb Bush melted down. Carly Fiorina delivers stellar performance. She's no doubt a gifted, skilled speaker. Donald Trump loses big. Bush and Walker were the biggest losers of the debate. Donald didn't really lose. Compared to the big win he was expected to have, he lost big. But really, Bush and Walker did not do well at all. Ben Carson did a great job for the most part, but seemed to be in over his head. Ben has a tax plan that relates similar to tithing, and I commend him for that, by the way. Carly Fiorina was best on foreign policy. She was best on her eloquent jabs. She was able to mix policy in with the discussion points better than most. In other words, she took the Jerry Springer capabilities out of it, really, and really was a very scrappy debater on policy. Her knowledge of policy blew Trump out of the water. Senator Marco Rubio delivered an eloquent performance, but he was really promoting Cuba, almost more than the United States. It gave me great cause for concern. Governor Jeb Bush continues to fail instead of shine. Bush demands Trump apologize to his wife. Trump, of course, just mocked him and said, "Not. I'm not apologizing. I'm right. Just because your wife's Mexican, that has nothing to do with it." Senator Rand Paul did an okay job. He attacked Trump on his careless language and said, "Do you want that guy in charge of the nuclear codes?" But they also then made Rand Paul out to be the marijuana promoter. Governor Chris Christie, they made look quite good. Chris Christie wanted to put Abigail Adams on the money when they asked, what woman would you put on the money? Carly said, I think that's a waste of time. Why would we change history? Good for her. But Governor Chris Christie wanted to put Abigail Adams on the money. It's a pretty good choice if you put a woman on the money, I guess. Governor John Kasich did an okay job. Senator Ted Cruz gave a solid performance. He's always solid. He's completely polished. Governor Mike Huckabee, all I can say is he was just Huckabee. I mean, he always does okay. He never does bad, but he never does great either. He stood up quite a bit for Christian values. Good for him. Governor Scott Walker needed a strong performance. Didn't get it. Sad part is the GOP candidates all agreed on vaccinations. Sadly, all candidates support childhood vaccines. Glenn Beck declares Carly Fiorina is the best winner, or the biggest winner, and Donald Trump is the biggest loser. So there's kind of some of my notes on the debate, Kurt. And we'll get into the polling in a second. When we come back from this quick pause, I want to see, you got some of your own review notes or kind of tidbits that you saw in the debates? I think that all the questions were timed to create fights, and all the questions were timed to promote certain candidates and to sink other candidates. For example, this discussion on marijuana only made Rand look bad, even though Rand's right. And so I think they intelligently tried to promote certain candidates by giving them an opportunity to hit home runs, and then they did their very best to make other candidates squirm. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about the debates. I'm submitting to you that the commentators are turning the debates into the Jerry Springer Show. I think Ronald Reagan would be absolutely shocked. CNN coming to host the debates at his library, but that's just my opinion. Kurt Cosby, what are your comments on the debate, huh?
You know, I'll say this. I only saw probably the last 45 minutes or so, and that all already seemed long to me. You know, the way they did it, and of course, I felt like at least the questions that I saw were pretty much little joke kind of questions and a waste of time. But you know, at least if you're looking at old presidential looks, you know, which is what, you know, a lot of people tell us that, hey, a president must have or whatever. When you look at the Bill Clintons or the Kennedys or even the Ronald Reagans, you know, whatever the past they were, I mean, at least most folks would say, oh, they looked presidential and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, when you look at the candidates that were on stage there, you know, and I know this is going to sound a little, maybe not too flattering for Mrs. Fiorina or whatever her name is. She just doesn't look very good, at least in my opinion. But I know, you know, she said some pretty good stuff, I guess. But I just, when I compare her and what they're trying to do is put her and, you know, Ben and, you know, Trump in there, at least because those are the top kind of three. Well, you know, you've got an African American, you got a lady, and then you got Trump, right? So, you know, that creates a kind of a good little horse race for him. And of course, they're hoping that Jeb will, you know, just come in there somehow and, you know, win in the end. But, you know, there isn't much of a race, in my opinion, there, and not much looks. If you're looking at looks, you got to look at like Scott Walker, in my opinion. You know, Ted Cruz. Those are a lot more, quote, presidential looking. Of course, you got Trump that has what 20 years on him, so you know he can't look quite as young as they do. But you know, the key thing that I was thinking about last night after this whole deal that makes Trump basically puts him where he is, besides the media coverage. And he's a media kind of darling simply because he's been in there and he knows how to do the media thing, is that, you know, he's got two things figured out. And he used to only have one thing, at least as far as I knew, was immigration problem. And that's a huge thing for the American electorate. But the other one is the tariff thing and the job thing. He's got that figured out. He doesn't use the term tariff. He just calls it a tax. But it's basically protecting the American worker. And those two things are massive. And I don't hear much, if any, talk about that from the other guys.
What things are massive, are you saying?
Well, immigration and the tariff or, you know, tax on imports to protect American jobs.
Those now, they talked a lot about the debate, things. Kurt, but not really about the debate as you and I would talk. In other words, they took a swipe at, you know, Jeb wanted to have Trump apologize to his wife. They, you know, talked about Trump's comments. They all talked about everybody kind of believes that they got to lock down the border. The reality is, though, that they've talked forever about locking down the border, and nothing seems to progress in that regard. Trump tried to take credit for the immigration discussion. Everybody mocked him and said, we've been talking about it forever before you ever jumped on the scene.
Well, yeah,
but the reality is not to the level, to any degree, that Trump has brought out, though.
That's right.
And so, you know, Trump may not have developed the internet as Al Gore did, but he did really bring new focus and new life to this debate on immigration discussion. I got to agree with Trump, Kurt.
That's
he did.
Exactly right.
And they can't pretend that he didn't. So they debated everything, but as you wisely said, it was more of an attack each other plan. It was more of a, we all agree we got to have a you know, locked down, closed border. We all agree that we got to have vaccines. They didn't really have a whole lot of disagreement except for attacking each other over looks, over character. It was almost like the Apprentice Jerry Springer show, Kurt, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like to me. And your points about there was no real substance there is true. Now, when you say Carly Fiorina didn't look good, I'm not really sure. Her speaking ability is she blew everybody on the stage away.
Yeah, she says good stuff. I'm just telling you that she isn't. In the days of TV, which you've pretty much got to have it.
Unfortunately, you're right. No question.
Yeah, then you've got, I mean, like Donald, for example, he's got hair. His hair isn't as good as, you know, like a Mitt Romney, you know, that kind of stuff, or a Walker or whatever, Cruz. But, you know, he's got substance, at least on what he says. You know what I mean? And the other guys...
he's got substance, except for when it comes to foreign policy. Then he falls apart.
Well, foreign policy, if you remember, at least in my opinion, one of the key foreign policy parts is dealing with other countries. And the whole trade issue is a whopping part of the foreign policy part, at least to me.
You're absolutely right. I'm just telling you that he fell apart on the stage, though. He didn't have the answers. He didn't explain himself very well. The other candidates trapped him quite well. Carly Fiorina, one of them, Marco Rubio for another, who both of those shined on foreign policy. Not that I agree with their statements, Kurt. Don't misunderstand me. I think the point that you're making about Donald Trump saying, hey, I would basically not go to war. I would have more peace. I would negotiate. I'm the best negotiator and the best deal maker in the world, and I would talk and work through this stuff, and I would take a situation where we've got enemies all around the world, and I would make friends and partners and associates out of them. You're absolutely right. That's a substantive reality that we need to deal with. But I'm just telling you, on the campaign stage, it did not go over well.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's no question. And so those are kind of our assessments of the debates. Anything else to add to that, Kurt?
Well, I agree with you about the whole CNN thing. You know, we used to call it the Clinton News Network.
Yeah, and Hillary wasn't even on there this time.
You know, it's just, I don't know, you know, it's past old stuff.
Yeah, now the candidates that were the most hawkish... really is Marco Rubio, as far as I could tell, and Carly Fiorina. Carly's ready to arm herself to the teeth and go to war, buddy. She'd, you know, take no prisoners. Now, I know as a woman, she's trying to deliver that a little bit hard and be articulate on policy and what she would do more than the others, because she's got to take away that woman. I don't know that I want to say softness. I'm not trying to be against women. But she wants to come out as strong as the other men in the field, and so she's got to compensate for that a little bit by going hard at it, kind of a thing. I don't think it serves her well, personally, and I don't agree with her hawkish stance, Kurt.
I agree.
But I think that's part of the reason that she did that, because she's had to do that as a CEO her whole life, right?
Yeah.
You know, to build up to be a CEO and then to be a CEO, she's had to really, you know, hey, I'm not your woman's woman here. I'm not as feminine as you think. I could take on the man and everybody else. And she showed that last night. I agree with Kurt that it didn't serve her well. Now, she's an eloquent orator. No doubt about it. She nailed policy and nailed details of what she would do. You know more what she would do in office than anybody else on the stage, Kurt, from what she said. That doesn't mean that I agree with or like what she said at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, or at least you know what she says she'll do.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, believing that they will do what they say, which we know is a big if. But I'm just saying, at least she dealt with the details, the facts. She dealt with more relating to policy and issues than anybody else on the stage by far.
You know, I mean, after seeing her and stuff, I thought, well, at least compared to Hillary as our Secretary of State,
she's a rock star.
Whatever, she'd be, you know, much better as Secretary of State if we had to choose between those two, you know.
Yeah, that would be a limiting choice. But, you know, so I'm not at all on Carly Fiorina, ladies and gentlemen. Don't misunderstand me at all. All I'm telling you is that the mainstream press loved Carly. She launched out of the original JV debates, so to speak. She made the varsity team, and she delivered a stellar performance when it comes to speech.
Yeah, but,
and the mainstream
press
says she came out on top, and they really, that's what they believe, Kurt, and I'm telling you right now, her poll numbers will rise.
Well, and it's going to rise, Sam. Here's the reason. You got 10 guys, and you have one lady.
That's right. It's done on purpose.
Half the debate, half the voters or more in America are women.
And she well placed herself to refer to that reality when Trump kind of mocked about her face and she was given the chance to respond. She's like, hey, you know what? All the women realize this. When they asked what woman she would put on the coin, she said, I wouldn't put a woman. I'm not trying to change history, but I'm telling you right now, women represent over 50% of this nation. And we will remember and we will vote. And so she really appealed to women in a very cogent way that I think women will like, and I think she will rise in the polls, partly because she's a woman, you're right, the only one there, but partly because that's the way the mainstream press wants it, and they positioned her in a very good light. Their goal is to graduate Carly Fiorina to the national campaign stage. She delivered the best performance of the night, according to the mainstream press, and they will use that to their advantage, and I bet you that they're going to kick Rand, or I'll tell you who else may be out next go round. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live Post Debate Jerry Springer Show coverage.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Chris Christie did okay. He wanted to put Abigail Adams on the money, Kurt. You know, I can't disagree with that. If we're going to put a woman there, Abigail Adams would be as good a choice as any. But Governor Chris Christie and several of the others didn't really do that well. Bush did horrible. Governor John Kasich, again, a good speaker, been in politics forever. But again, when you talk about Kasich, when you talk about Chris Christie, they don't have anything to speak of. They're kind of outsiders. And everybody knows they're outsiders, so it doesn't really serve them that well. Senator Ted Cruz delivers solid performance and is always polished. There's no doubt about that. Mike Huckabee didn't do anything really either. He always has good answers because he's a public speaker. He's been a talk show host. He's a former religious guy, a pastor kind of guy. So, he speaks well, and he doesn't fail. He's a quick thinker. He does a good job. But, again, it's just more Huckabee. There's nothing really that special. No breakouts there. Governor Scott Walker needed a strong performance, didn't get it. Walker melted down, basically. I bet you that they're going to look towards Walker or Rand Paul or Huckabee. Well, probably it's hard to say who they're going to want to kick out. I'm going to guess they're going to try to dump Walker, Huckabee, and or Rand Paul. Probably Rand Paul they're going to be looking to push out first, Kurt. Is that your kind of assessment also?
Well, you know, the problem they've got, Sam, if they do that, is that at least if they look at the numbers, which is what they're going to, you know, they would typically do, is they would say, well, you know, I mean, because these guys are under 4% or under 2% or whatever it is, the problem is their guy, Jeb Bush, is under there.
Yeah, they're not going to say that. Donald took the lead, and he's like, I don't even know why you're on the stage, Rand. So they're not going to talk about the percentages. They're just going to say Rand is the least liked. We're going to avoid percentages now. We're going to avoid numbers. We're going to avoid the polls when it comes to, we're just going to say, Rand, you don't have the support, buddy. Never mind that he's got more support than Jeb Bush does, Kurt. But I'm telling you, they're going to manipulate that. And Donald took the lead in the queue. That's why I say Donald's an insider. Why would Donald attack Rand Paul of anybody on the stage, the least threatening candidate to him, really, when it comes to numbers or anything else? Why would the first shot be Rand Paul? Because the answer is they're all in bed together and there's an agenda to take Rand Paul off the stage.
I think the other part is, I mean, the day before the deal, here's, you know, Trump is known for this. If you hit him, he'll hit back, all right? And, you know, rather than just take it, he hits back. He's, you know, a serious responder. And Rand Paul had this deal just at least within a day or two of the event where he says, hey, I think you got to come out but hit Trump with both barrels. And when he, you know, did that, I said, well, that means he's going to, you know, be the target, at least in my opinion, of the way that Trump works it. If somebody hits him, he hits back.
Yeah, and so does Rand.
The way he does.
Yeah, and that's the way he does it. Time will tell if there's a lead there and a real attempt by everybody to squeeze out Rand Paul. I'm just predicting it. Now, well, let's talk about the Drudge poll. The headline says, Trump dominates debate poll. Fiorina jumps. Cruz and Rubio have polls. That's kind of the headline from it. Why don't you break down the poll, Kurt?
Well, you got a little over 542,000 plus voters, people who voted. It could be different computers, whatever, but it doesn't let you do more than one on your computer. It somehow knows which computer you're on. So if you've got different computers, you can vote more than once. But bottom line is, out of those 542,000 plus, 55% went to Trump. And the next up, this is, the question was who won the debate, and it's not like who would be your choice for president. It's
they don't want to know that. That's why it's Jerry Springer show, buddy. They're not interested in who you think would be the best candidate or any of that kind of stuff. They just want to know who won, who was the rock star, right?
Anyway, and so, they had 55% for Trump, 19% for Fiorina. You've got the next guys are Cruz at 6%, and then you've got Rubio at 6%. Those are the guys that they said had the pulse. You had Paul at 4%. Then, Carson at 4%. So Paul and Carson both at 4%. Then you've got, here's all the 1%ers, all right? You ready? They're led by Bush.
Yeah, hold on. Before you get to the percentages of all those people, Rand Paul has quadruple their support, just to make your point, Kurt.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, you've got Bush and Christie and Huckabee and Kasich and, Walker, all at 1%, basically. So at least if you're wanting to trim back the field, I'd hate to see Walker go personally, but
don't get me wrong, I agree with that. I'm just telling you who I'm predicting the mainstream press is going to try to jettison. And again, I agree with your point, Kurt, which is a wise one. They're not asking who you want to be president. I think Scott Walker personally, from his viewpoints and his stances on topics that matter to me, I believe he had a stellar performance, much better than the rest. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when it comes to the looks and how they're going to deliver it, he had a lackluster performance. Now, personally, I believe Scott Walker did a great job, and I agree with Scott Walker more than most of the other candidates on several items. So that's the point, though. They're taking the focus on who do you really believe would best represent you in the Oval Office? Who do you believe would be the best candidate to keep his oath of office? Who do you believe is the most correct when it comes to squaring with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution? Who would you vote for? Okay, they're not asking those kind of questions. They're not educating the public and focusing on what really matters at all. And that's why it's kind of a Jerry Springer show scenario. But I agree with you, Kurt, big time.
Good point. There you go.
All right, any other tidbits on there?
On the poll, I don't really see.
Now, here's what's interesting. The Drudge poll has almost of 500,000 people that have voted in it, so it's not a tiny poll. However, they would say it's non-scientific, Kurt.
Well, yeah, of course they would, especially if their guy didn't win.
Exactly, and they would say it's just a bunch of bots or whatever. It's just Drudge. He's goofy. But it's the quickest, largest poll after the debates released by far.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is Carly won, but see, this poll says Trump won big time. In fact, what was the number Trump had, Kurt?
55 as far
as. And who was next?
Let's see. 55, then you had Fiorina at 19.
Okay, 55 to 19, Kurt. I mean, even.
It's like 4-1. Almost.
It's just off the charts, okay? Yeah. Then who was next?
Well, after that, you got the 2-6s who are Cruz and Rubio.
Okay, so that's why they basically said Fiorina did awesome.
Yeah.
Trump dominated. The other two have a pulse. What about Ben Carson?
Well, and then you have the 2 4-percenters, and that is Ben Carson and Paul.
So now what if you just took those to the campaign stage, Kurt? What would you have, 5 now?
Well, you'd have, Trump, of course.
Yep,
Fiorina. And the Carson. 3. Excuse me. Carson and Cruz.
Oh, so that would be 4.
And Paul and what's the other 6? Rubio.
So you'd have six on the campaign stage if you did that.
You'd have a pretty good batch.
Okay, and then
but they're not going to do that because that eliminates Jeb Bush.
Yeah, but see, that Jeb Bush isn't even in the stadium. I'm telling you right now, he failed in two performances, Kurt. He had a chance to do well. All he did was argue with Trump about something stupid and say, apologize to my wife. I'm not saying that there's not a justification for Jeb Bush's point that, you know what, Donald should not have talked about his wife. I agree, it's off the charts, it's off limits, it's not fair or appropriate at all. Nevertheless, the chance of Donald apologizing and being humble about that are zero.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it's the Jerry Springer show.
I don't know how they're going to get rid of the ones they want to get rid of, without...
They're going to ignore percentages now, and they're just going to talk about nobody likes you, Rand.
Okay, well...
I mean, I don't even know why you're on the stage, Rand.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're not going to talk about numbers, because if we do, we lose, Kurt. It's kind of like, I'm not going to mention who took second place, because that just doesn't do me any good. You know who took first, and you know who took third, right?
Right.
And I know it sounds goofy, but that's their only hope. Otherwise, their points don't have a chance. Now, highest rated event in CNN history, they're claiming, Kurt.
Oh,
see what
that
I mean? It's like Jerry Springer show, buddy.
Yeah, that doesn't take a lot, in my opinion, for something to be the highest.
Now, here's what's fascinating: the top five candidates include Rand Paul. Out of all 11, Kurt, the top five include Rand Paul, right?
Well, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You got four, and then you've got those two that tied for fifth and sixth.
But who are the two, Kurt?
Carson and Paul.
Okay, so they ignore Carson and Paul in this headline. This is on Drudge. Yes. But it says Trump dominates Paul. Fiorina jumps.
Yeah.
Cruz and Rubio have polls, but they ignore Carson and Paul.
Yeah, because that poll stops at six.
You know, I find that interesting. Highest rated event in CNN history. All right, that's hour one. You may say, Sam, you're spending too much time on this. I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. I want to get into, we've covered the Jerry Springer show. We've covered all the pros and cons that the mainstream press said. We've given you our analysis about what's important and about why it's been a waste of time. I think valuable coverage for educational reasons. Next hour, I want Sam and Kurt to get into what does matter and why we believe the things don't matter that they're focusing on. I want to get rid of the Jerry Springer show idea, and I want to talk about what does matter. And we'll talk about those points next hour, LibertyRoundtable.com.